Now, the problem is the politics here. The federal government has spent, as I say, about $40 billion in the war on AIDS, almost all of it on HIV, certainly everything since 1984 on HIV. And this amounts to about $7.5 billion per year. This means that there are thousands of scientists who are the AIDS researchers are absolutely committed to the virus. Their whole careers are built on it. It means that we've got the AIDS activist movement completely paid off with this money, the American Red Cross, hemophiliac organizations, government institutions, Elizabeth Taylor's foundation that works with her. All these people are getting money off the AIDS gravy train, so don't expect them to have any interest in this. Moreover, they don't want the gravy train to stop. They know that it exists only because you, the public, are scared to death of the deadly virus. You think that you can get infected, and we've got to finance this war against the deadly virus to help stave it off. As a result, the scientists, as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, the very prestigious heavyweight scientists who are talking about this have encountered some amazing roadblocks. They have, in fact, been severely punished for holding these views, and this is why you're not hearing about these views publicly. My co-author, Dr. Duesberg, a member of the National Academy of Sciences and prestigious virologist, one of the leading virologists of our day, if not the leading one, as some people have been inclined to call him, he lost his grant, his research grant. He's losing his lab. He's lost his graduate students. I was thrown out of graduate school right before I could file a thesis for my PhD in molecular biology, again, because it was discovered that I had written this book. And other scientists, Dr. Joseph Sonnabend was the very first scientist back in 1983 and 84 to challenge this virus view. He lost his grant. He lost his journal, which he founded on AIDS research. He was a very prestigious, very respected medical researcher, very important connections. He was severely punished, so much so that by the late 1980s, he began going back to the other side, not for reasons of evidence, but because he wanted his money back. And he's finally gotten his grant back, and he has some position back because he has because he's defected back from our side. Dr. Duesberg appears to be undergoing a similar process right now, and I've not really spoken with him in quite a while, but he's now dissociating himself from some of the books that he's co-authored, including mine and including another one out of Ohio on this subject. He does not yet recant his views, but it's possible that this could happen. He has been made offers, as it turns out, from the federal government. He would get his grants back, and he would get prizes, whatever else he wants, if he would recant his views on HIV not causing AIDS. And there's tremendous pressure brought to bear on these other scientists. Only those who are retired and don't function off of grants have been able to resist the pressure consistently. We have three Nobel laureates, and again, they have encountered some pressure as well. So there's tremendous censorship brought to bear, tremendous pressure on the media not to cover the story. Journalists who cover it find themselves cut off from sources of information for news stories from the federal government. And this is not something I've invented. The fact is that the director, the de facto director by the federal government or of the federal government's war on AIDS, Anthony Fauci, in the late 1980s wrote an open editorial published in the AAAS newsletter, American Association for the Advancement of Sciences, in which he warned journalists, anyone who covers this AIDS debate and the scientists who question whether the AIDS is caused by this virus, any reporter who covers that will be isolated and frozen out of the loop. We won't give them any news and you won't be able to hold a job with your newspaper. He said that openly, but he knows that the average American person doesn't read that. I document that again in my book, and along with a whole campaign of censorship, how every time one of us was about to be interviewed on Good Morning America, Larry King Live, Newsweek, magazine, CNN, magazines, newspapers, television, very often, most of the time, it has been censored, sometimes hours before broadcast, and with nobody left to substitute, they would bring in Anthony Fauci from the federal government to talk about AIDS and nothing else. So the debate is being kept quiet. We are making this video program tonight to help bring the word to you, the average American citizen, the person who's paying for all of this with your taxes and whose vote has been allowing these people to get away with this. We're trying to let you realize the scam that has been carried out.